out west, our good friend Nate Brown from SDSportsBuzz.com joining us on the fan line. I understand you were on vacation last week. Where'd you go?
Well, I've just been taking a few breaks here and there.
Busiest man West River.
I've been to Las Vegas. I've been to Montana. I mean, I don't quite work as hard as you guys do.
Well, wait a minute now. He took a week off like 2 weeks ago, and then he took two more days off last week, and he's taken all of next week off. So you can't say that Maddox works hard.
No, that's true, Chris, because I was going to say, I listen to you guys quite a bit when I have time here in the office, and I'll listen to you guys, and I'm going, wait, Craig's gone again?
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It's tough being me.
All right, Nate, what's the deal? You and I have talked about this plan. It's been in the works for a couple of years, the discussion about a facility in Rapid City to build a brand new arena. It would basically replace the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Is that correct?
Well, the story goes like this. I mean, the Don Barnett Arena is where you all come for the state basketball tournaments and things of this nature. So you've got the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center, Craig, as the entire complex with the theater and the convention space and everything, and the ice arena as well. The Don Barnett Arena, state basketball tournament, state wrestling tournament, all that stuff. Okay, here's what they want to do. They want to... this plan that came forward last night at the city council meeting is, let's keep the Don Barnett Arena and you know, renovate it. It needs improvements because it's not ADA compliant. So improve it and also expand out into the parking lot a new arena. So they would keep the original Don Barnett Arena, renovate it, refurbish it, make sure it's up to speed, and add on to it. So not necessarily replacing it, just going to add on to it about a 19,000-seat arena possibly. The latest plan that was unveiled last night includes a $2 million wall that's retractable in the middle, so you could have a concert on one end in one side of the arena. You could have a state basketball tournament in the other side of the arena. When you take the wall down, you can have the state football championships in a 100-yard indoor football field.
Is that something that has been made aware? If this thing goes up, is Rapid City going to make a bid for the state football championships?
Well, I would be shocked if Rapid City did not. I mean, that's one thing, as you talk about, well, why would you need a 100-yard football field and an indoor football facility? Well, yeah, that would be one of the big draws. There's just no question about it. So I haven't heard that from anybody, but that would obviously be something that would be right there in the mix. And there would be nothing like it in South Dakota and nothing like it in this region. We're talking ARC International is the company that's kind of putting these drawings together, and you can see some of that stuff that's been out there over the last couple of weeks. It would be top-tier, high-end stuff if you start doing a retractable wall and everything else.
How much does the fact that Sioux Falls is getting a new event center play into maybe the want or the desire of Rapid City to have something?
I think it's a big factor. We people in Rapid City always hear, what's going to happen. Sioux Falls gets all the sporting events. They've got the Summit League going. They've got college games, some big-time D1 college games coming there. They've got, the potential for the state basketball tournaments to be there, and I think everybody in Rapid City, or at least the Civic Center board, I know the Civic Center board is unanimously behind this. We need to do this. They presented it last night to the city council just as an informational session last night at that meeting. No votes or anything like that, but there's people that have talked about, hey, Rapid City needs to stay up to speed and needs to stay right there. Not only for western South Dakota and eastern Wyoming and a big venue for this area, but I think because Sioux Falls has stepped forward with the new event center as well.
He's Nate Brown, SDSportsBuzz.com. He has his own sports talk show Wednesday nights out there in Rapid City, joining us here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. All right, what's the next step? What's the next step on trying to determine if this is a go or not?
Well, it's been a long process. As you say, Craig, it seems like there's next step after next step. So really, this is as far as it's gotten right now. There's actual drawings there. There's the one design plan that there was three different ones that came out. And this one with the indoor football field, the 100-yard football field, and adding on to the existing Don Barnett Arena, that's the one that got unanimous approval from the Civic Center Board. So that's the one that they want to do. The question is now, will the Rapid City Council move this to a vote here? And I think the groundswell support is, when there's something this big, $180 million price tag, that's the projected cost, it's going to have to go to a public vote to decide how's this thing going to go. Are we going to use Vision Fund money? Rapid City Vision Fund money is a 1 cent tax out here that goes into Vision Funds for capital improvements and things of this nature. That's how the Civic Center was built in the first place, was with the Vision Fund that got started. So I think it's going to go to a public vote. I don't know how soon or what the timetable is on it, but I think it's going to keep on being talked about, and they're going to try and get this going because they want to make a decision, because these Vision Funds are allocated years in advance. They got to decide how much of the Vision Fund money are they going to be able to use. Civic Center saying, no new taxes, nothing like this. We're just going to use that 1 cent tax. The other problem may be, are there going to be any other projects and improvements that Rapid City can do outside of this big price tag? That's what some people are concerned about.
Yeah, that's my question here, Nate, as we're talking with Nate Brown, SDSportsBuzz.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I thought I saw in the journal that the entire city budget for this year was $153 million. But yet you've got $180 million that would potentially be allocated for this project, and that was my question, you know, with that Vision Fund that you say is allocated years in advance. What is the likelihood that they would be willing, they meaning the residents of Rapid City, to put all their eggs in one basket for this one-time renovation?
Well, and that's the thing, is the Civic Center, former GM of the Civic Center, Brian Maliski, who just resigned, retired, he said, you know, we're not going to have to use the entire Vision Fund. There's more projected revenue over the years when you look out to 2017, 2018. He said that Vision Fund is just going to grow and grow and grow. There's going to be more money available in the Vision Fund 3 years from now than there is right now. So that's their argument, is if we can stretch this cost out, the $180 million, and use the Vision Fund over a 20 to 25-year bond situation, that's how we're not going to just use up all of this money. We're going to be able to use a smaller portion if you stretch it out.
You know, Nate, we just went through that here in Sioux Falls, and the debate, the location, the size, how is it going to help Sioux Falls? And by far, the city and the studies that were done, and the people understood what it meant to have a brand new event center here in Sioux Falls. I think that if the folks in Rapid City are shown what kind of revenue is possible, the projections, no new taxes, that this is something that could be possible, and because they know that they have to upgrade the arena. They're going to spend at least 70, maybe even $90 million already to update the Barnett Center. They may say, let's go a little bit higher and look something towards the future. I could see this happening.
Well, that's really the big question, is you hit it right on the money, is they need to improve the Don Barnett Arena to get it ADA compliant. And a projected cost from a Minneapolis company that looked at that said $72 to $100 million just to do that for the Don Barnett Arena. So they say, well, what's another $80 million when you're what's another $80 million when you're talking already 72 to 100? So I say that in jest, but it's legitimate, because when you say no new taxes, then the voters here say, hey, this could be a great thing. Maybe the indoor state football championships. Who knows what else can happen? I'm saying it's definitely not a dead duck. This is something that I can't say, you know, is everyone going to support it? I really don't know, because back in the day when the Civic Center got approved, that was a tight vote, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that was close.
There was a couple of different plans that were dropped before the eventual design of the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. But the point is, you guys have no problem filling up dates of that facility you have out there, the Barnett Center, the Convention Center, the arena there. How much did that arena cost for the Rush to play in? Is that like $17 million?
You guys, 24.
You guys paid that off in like 3 years, and then you got everything else. You have tons and tons of dates. You guys do a wonderful job with that facility out there. You draw a lot.
Yeah, and I think as I said, it's not just a South Dakota thing, or it's not just trying to keep up with Sioux Falls. I think people are saying, well, we got an ADA compliance situation. This is the place in western South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, in this region. And boy, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Boy, it would be a big, big deal. The problem is, do they have to use all the vision funds? That's going to be the rub with a lot of folks here in Rapid City. If they have to use all of it every year, that's not a good scenario. If they can find a way to stretch it out and not have to use all of it, and the projected revenue is right, that it's going to grow in the years to come, and there will be more money for other things, I think people are going to want it.
Yep. I think there will be two options. One will be they'll use the football field, but if they believe that that's just too big, they would scale it down and make it a little larger version of the current Barnett Center. So
right.
I could see that happening. All righty. There, Nate Brown. Thanks, pal. Appreciate the time. Good stuff. We'll get you back on again down the road.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There he goes. Nate Brown, SDSportsBuzz.com. He's on every Wednesday night. KIM Radio out there, and you can listen to him every Wednesday. SDSportsBuzz.com.